Revelstoke mayor and councillors tentatively approved city plans to improve traffic safety at two schools and authorized a tender for the project. The city created the plans in March that are meant to make it safer to walk and bike around Columbia Park and Arrow Heights Elementary Schools. The city's planning to borrow $2 million to complete the projects, which includes work on the sewers in Columbia Park. Mayor and council expressed skepticism that the cost projections would cover the work proposed. Tim Palmer is a councillor and Gary Sulls is the mayor.
And then if the tenders come in, budget, then we're fine. I think we already know we're not going to come in fine. If I can be very blunt about it, then there's going to be a bunch of massaging and stuff. So I'm concerned about, you know, aside from the details design of that we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure of not having sufficient funds, be one of the concerns that I have. But I'll leave it at that for now, Mayor Sulls.
Thank you for your input, Councillor. I do have similar concerns with this. I'm a little concerned about where we're drawing money from. When you see that, say that word cemetery, I get concerned because I know there's some issues there that I would like to have dealt with. Safety for me is paramount, especially when we're talking about our children in our community. This is something that our community has said to us that they wholeheartedly want. I'm going to be supportive of this. However, we are quite concerned, I believe, as a council, as to costs.
Steve Black is the head of infrastructure and planning. He said part of the work to create the plan for these projects included putting cameras in the sewers at Columbia Park. They saw the sewers needed to be replaced, so the city will do that work, including changes to the storm sewers that fit with the traffic safety plan. So the budget to upgrade the sewers, for example, isn't included in the projection for the traffic safety plans, Black explained. This year's budget didn't include money for these projects. Council gave the city approval on May 24th to borrow money for this. The plan is for the city to apply for funding, then put out tenders, then bring the project back to council for another approval. The plan is to tender the projects together, hoping that will cost less, Black says. If it makes more sense to tender separately when the time comes, that's what they'll do. In other news from council, there will be a public hearing on July 12th to approve the city's new official plan. Stay tuned for more info on that. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.